So it is not safe for work. So if you watch this, I wouldn't have the speakers on at your desk.
I love not safe for work things.
What?
Jon Stewart lambasted.
Oh, yes.
CBS's decision to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on The Daily Show last night. And then they must have recorded early because Jon Stewart was there. John Oliver was there for the taping yesterday of The Late Show. So was, I don't think this was AI generated, but Adam Sandler and the guy who plays Shooter McGavern was in the audience.
Yeah.
So was Fallon and somebody else.
Oh, wow.
They all showed up for the taping of The Late Show. Anyway, Jon Stewart lambasted CBS's decision to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Monday's episode of The Daily Show, ripping their shared parent company, Paramount, for what he called capitulation.
He ripped his own boss.
Let me dance around this real quick. Quoting here from Jon Stewart, and I'll keep it clean, Sam. Shows that say something, shows that take a stand, shows that are unafraid. This is not a we speak truth to power because we don't. We speak opinions to television cameras, but we try. We blanking try every night. And if you believe, as corporations or as networks, that you can make yourself so innocuous that you can serve a gruel so favorless that you will never again be on the Boy King's radar, I think he's talking about the president there, why will anyone watch you? And you are blanking wrong.
So Scott said to me during a break, not looking at this topic, he goes, can you imagine if you and I just came in here after a rough day at company headquarters and we just told everyone that we work for to go blank themselves? He's like, that's what he did last night.
Good. He apparently also led a church choir singing a song to Paramount saying, sack the blank up and go blank yourself. That was the chorus.
Wow.
Paramount did not respond
for comment.
Request for comment from NBC News. No, but I was telling Dana, we have been on occasion, we'll say something about our parent company that we like or aren't too fond of, but it's very rare. Because it's really inside baseball, and I don't know that the audience would care, and B, I like having a job.
Right.
And if we were to come on the air
Barring something just so beyond the pale, like let's say you work for a company that comes out in support of Ghislaine Maxwell, like something just so beyond the pale that for the purposes of what we do every day, we would have to make fun of it. Outside of that,
but we would also have to be ready and willing to lose our jobs.
Sure.
And, maybe Jon Stewart's on a different plane.
Of course. He knows. They can't fire all of them.
No, they can't. But I can't imagine.
We can't play the song.
Dana, they literally say, sack the blank up and go blank yourself. That's the chorus.
Be looking that up during the break.
We can play it once.
Yeah, we can play it one time. And then we'll be joining the ranks of Stephen Colbert. But I can't imagine in a million years coming on the radio and telling our company to go blank itself or our bosses to go blank themselves. It would be the end of the show. The show would die before the words even came out of my mouth.
But they are comedians and they comment on the news, and this is news.
Well, that's true. And you know what I do love? Because I must confess, I'm usually in bed before these shows come on, but on the rare occasions that I'm not, I do enjoy them. Fallon happens to be my favorite, but I like Stephen Colbert, and Kimmel's all right. I think Jon Stewart is an absolute genius, but he's only on the Monday night episodes of Comedy Central. I think that heyday of Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman and
yes.
And even to a lesser extent, Jay Leno, I think that heyday is gone.
The way that we get our information like that is gone because, Scott, I don't stay up to watch that. I can barely make it to the eighth or ninth inning of the Royals game. But what I do watch, all the reels the next day
I
of
do.
The funniest parts of those shows.
Right.
I watch those all the time.
But that doesn't translate into eyeballs on that
right.
late show, which
Correct.
Translates into ratings, which translates into revenue.
I think Stewart is so fearless because he doesn't really want to be there. Because didn't they beg him to come back to do the one night?
Yeah, he's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Because he was tired of the grind.
That is correct.
He stepped away from the show because he didn't want to do it anymore. And they were like, dude, please, can you just give us one night? And so now he's like, okay,
so,
fine.
Let me just correct you a little bit on that. He walked away, I think, 5-6 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he just completely walked away. Said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I have more important things. He's a
yeah.
huge champion for
9/11
first responders
yes.
who ended up getting cancer from their service. And so he's been a huge champion of them, and I truly respect him for that. And he wanted to focus more on that. And to your point, Sam, he was just sick of the grind, you know, 5 nights a week doing that show. And it was last year, and he had been away for quite some time. And I'm trying to remember, who was it who took his place? Noah, he's from South Africa.
Trevor Noah,
thank you. And then Trevor Noah left last year or two years ago. And they just had a revolving door of, and
yeah.
they still do, of different hosts every night. And then to your point, Sam, they went and begged with the election coming up last November and everything. They begged Jon Stewart, please come back just one night a week, Monday nights. And that's all we want. And mm. and he said, yeah, he doesn't need it. I mean, he's not worried about where his next meal's coming from. He's rich. But I love the fact that last night, all these other hosts, I think Kimmel's based out of L.A., which would have prevented him from being there, if I'm not mistaken. But all the New York-based hosts
were there
in the audience and watching his show. And I thought that was classy.
So what pseudo-political topic do we have coming up?
We don't.
That's
going to
be it for now.
We're going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell in the next segment, maybe.
Nope, we're good. I am just fine.
The times we live in are just, it's a soap opera. Every day is like, you wake up every day and you're like, oh, what's going on now? And that's not political. I'm not talking political. It's just everything. I mean, the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show. Who would have ever thought? Because
he was making them buckets of money.
Well, they claim otherwise.
Uh-uh.
They said it was a purely financial decision. But here's how big the late night shows used to be back when there were only 3 channels on TV and a PBS. Our parents would stay up and watch The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
But they didn't call it The Tonight Show. Well, they would say,
Johnny Carson.
We're going to watch the news and then we're going to watch Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, The Tonight Show was called Carson. That's what my parents always said was, we're going to watch the news and then we're going to watch Carson and then we're going to bed. That's how big he was. He was huge. Millions and millions of people watched him every single night. 913-586-7798. Dana and Parks.